Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Let's get Dave Zagaro in here. Dave, welcome. Great to have you with us on the show. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dave. So let's get to the Eagles. They had a bye week. How beneficial, in your opinion, was the timing of the bye week for this team?
Well, they needed it. I mean, it's a week 14 bye is a pretty long stretch into the season to go without a break. I mean, they had a Thursday night game mixed in there, which gave them like a kind of a mini bye. But, I mean, really, they needed it. It's a long time to go without having a week off. With, you know, the last month or so, Nick Sirianni has done a nice job. They've really kind of stopped practicing altogether on Wednesdays, making that a walkthrough day, just trying to do whatever they could to preserve their bodies. So, for the most part, it's worked. I mean, this is a team that's really been hampered by injuries over the last few years, and they've had a few this year, but in general, they've been a healthier team in 2021. So you give them credit for that. Some of it's dumb luck, but I think they have found a pretty good way to manage that throughout the whole year.
Yeah, let's not forget who was the last team last year to have a bye. Tampa Bay. They were the last ones to have a bye last year, as a matter of fact. All right, so let's get to the Jalen Hurts. Dave, let's talk about progress. What kind of progress do you think Jalen Hurts has made? You know, we had a four-game sample size last year, bigger sample size this year. What do you like and what is still concerning?
Yeah, he has absolutely made progress. I don't think anyone could question that. He's a better quarterback right now than he was this time last year. The question is it enough? Is it enough for the Eagles to say, we think he's going to get to the point where he's our best option? He can be the unquestioned franchise quarterback. And I don't know if we're there yet. I have been encouraged by what I've seen from him this year, and that growth is real. It's a tough question, though, and it's one that we came into this year thinking, like, this is the biggest thing the Eagles have to figure out this season, more than anything else. More than Nick Sirianni or any other player, is Jalen Hurts capable of being the long-term franchise quarterback? And I'll tell you what my biggest fear was before the season. It was that we wouldn't have a clearly defined answer to that question. And here we are with four games left in the season, and we do not have a clearly defined answer to that question.
Right.
It's a tough thing to figure out. I think a lot of people were hoping the answer would kind of slap you in the face. Either he is or he isn't. It feels like we're in a kind of a middle ground where maybe he is. We've seen growth. We've seen improvement. But is it enough? Because there are still the deficiencies that show up more often than you'd like, and particularly when it comes to him as a pure thrower. So it's going to be a tough question for the franchise to answer, and a lot of it's going to come down to their other options. You know, are they better off sticking with Hurts than they are trading for a quarterback or drafting a quarterback and then, you know, having fewer other assets to build a team around that player? It's a tricky question, and I don't think there's a clear-cut answer right now.
Right, it is. It also puts them in the middle ground because the Eagles are in an interesting spot, Dave, in that the NFC is a bastion of mediocrity. You've got Arizona, Green Bay, right, at the top at this point. But then you've got Washington at 6-7 right now in a playoff spot. At least everybody in the AFC is over 500. Even those that are on the outside looking in are 500 or better. Yeah, are we looking at fool's gold in some ways because of how poor the NFC is?
I guess in some ways. I mean, it really depends on what you're talking about. If we're talking about, you know, are the Eagles really a playoff team? I think we know the situation here. I still think it's better for them. You know, I think there's always this argument with fans, is it better for them to make the playoffs or miss them? To me, it's obviously, right, they want to get in the playoffs. It's better,
no question,
for the franchise.
I agree with you.
It's better for the young head coach. It's better for the young quarterback. So even if they make it to the playoffs, I don't think anyone is thinking that they're, you know, really going to make a deep playoff run, that they're serious contenders. So from that standpoint, it's not fool's gold. I think we kind of understand the situation here. This isn't a great team. This is a team that does have some talent. This is a team that is trying to figure out how to rebuild without blowing it up. And it looks like they're making some strides there. It's going to be a big year for them, not only with the Jalen Hurts question, but they're going to have three first-round picks. And those three first-round picks don't look as valuable right now as they did a month ago. A month ago, it looked like they might have three in the top 10. But they still could have three in the top 20 or so. So, I mean, that's a huge opportunity for this team to get some real difference makers in there.
Yeah, there's no question about that. They do have some difference makers in there. Do they have enough defense to get there, do you think, Dave? Is there enough defense to get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. These are four winnable games down the stretch.
Wow, we're seeing the benefit of a last place schedule here. That's what I mean. They've got the gift of all gifts.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, but that's like you talk about fool's gold. I don't think anyone is looking at this saying, "Well, if they win these four games, they're going to the Super Bowl." I think it's they have this in front of them right now: two against Washington, one against the Giants, and then Week 18 at home against a Cowboys team that might not have much else to play for. Yeah, I think their defense has enough to win enough down the stretch to make it to the playoffs. Are they ultimately a talented enough unit to ever be a contender as they are right now? No, I mean, they're not. They have a few key players. You know, they have Darius Slay, who is playing about as well as any cornerback in the league this year. And they have Javon Hargrave, who's been very good. They have a few players who have played well, but I also think Fletcher Cox is now past his prime. Brandon Graham out for the season with an Achilles injury. He's going to be 34 next year. So it's really time for them to replenish the talent on that defense, and having three first-round picks ought to help.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was talking with Sam Charchetti last week from the Inquirer, and we were talking about the Flyers. And of course, the Flyers have always done enough to keep themselves relevant. And so I asked him, I said, do you think the fans are in the mood in Philadelphia for hockey and a rebuild? And he said, you know what? I actually think they are. How do you look at the Eagles? You know, they're in that odd spot. Would the Eagle fans be interested in a full rebuild? Because you talked about some guys that are past their prime or hurt. Or do you like the spot that they're in where they can transition and still be successful? How do you view that, Dave?
Yeah, I don't think you need a full rebuild in the NFL. I think it varies from league to league. And there have been so many success stories. There's so much parity in the NFL. A team will be, you know, kind of an awful team, and then they get a few new players, and all of a sudden a new coach, and they're in the playoffs a year later. We've seen that. I mean, Doug Peterson went to the Super Bowl in his second year as the head coach here. So it's not that I don't think fans would be up for a full rebuild if that was the best route. I just don't think it's necessarily the best route. I mean, I think that they're trying to find a blend of experienced veterans and young players. Ultimately, it comes down to drafting well and having the homegrown talent. Even when you look back at the way they won the Super Bowl, it was kind of a unique way. I mean, they hit on just about every free agent signing that year, and that hasn't been the case since. So you can't rely on that. You have to draft well. But you don't have to do a full rebuild in the NFL. You don't have to tear it down to build it up. You can kind of do it in steps that this is where you are. And sometimes teams get caught in that middle ground. You know, they're 8-8 every year. That old thing you think about, like the old Rams. Like, there's in the middle. It's actually like tough to stay in that middle in the NFL. So I think they actually have a pretty good strategy right now. It all comes down to, will they draft the right players? And if you're concerned about that, I certainly understand that.
Right. No, that's exactly right. It's going to be how they evaluate the talent. So what do you think of this week's game? What are some of the keys this week?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. And now the latest news is that Jonathan Allen is on the COVID-19 list. So, I mean, the Washington's pretty banged up right now. We don't know who their quarterback is going to be. Terry McLaurin is in the concussion protocol. Their best defensive player is now in danger of missing this game. I don't know if the Eagles are going to sweep them. It's not like they have to sweep them to make the playoffs, but it's almost like they have to win both games against Washington. It kind of feels like they're getting them at a good time. Maybe there's some magic left there if Allen needs a start and they rally around him, but I don't know. I think this is a very winnable game for the Eagles, especially if we're talking about I really thought Jonathan Allen in this game had a chance to do some real damage, really that entire interior line. But if they don't have to worry about him in this game, that changes everything, because the Eagles are coming into this with, yes, Landon Dickerson's played very well at guard, but Jason Kelsey's been banged up recently at center, and right guard, they're without Jack Driscoll for the rest of the season, so they're down to their third right guard. I thought the interior of the line this week was going to be a huge advantage for Washington. All of a sudden, it might not be. So I'm kind of leaning Eagles early in the week. It feels like a good situation setting up for them right now.
What can Miles Sanders mean down the stretch, Dave?
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy. It's been the ankles now hurt him for a while. You mentioned the bye week. It came at a good time for him, I'll tell you that much, because that ankle, he tweaked it again late in the Jets game. So if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a big part of this team and a big part of the offense. It's becoming a real question of whether or not he can stay healthy. And it's a shame, because he's a very talented runner and he should be a big part of the offense. I'm starting to wonder if they can really rely on him. It's a shame to say that, but we'll see. If he's healthy, he needs the ball. I think he's proven to be a good enough player where he needs the ball, but the running back rotation is going to be interesting, because they have Jordan Howard likely coming back from a knee injury after the bye. They still have Boston Scott, and they have the rookie Kenny Gainwell, who is the most polished receiver of that bunch. So
yeah,
it's not going to be a super easy thing to figure out what this rotation looks like, and I don't think Sirianni even wants to keep four active on game day, so someone is probably going to be the odd man out, and the last time they had all four healthy, it was Gainwell, but since then, he's looked pretty good. So I'm not exactly sure how it shakes out, but if Miles is healthy, he should be the lead back. He should get the most carries. He should get the most touches.
Dave, great pleasure as always. Thanks so much for the wonderful insight. Appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Take care.